Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, Chazor Rabbi Simon's packet four, the supplement. Last time we discussed the issue of do you need a shiur for kesem on the basam, right? You know, the Mishnah says that we go like the Gemara says we go like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos in the Mishnah that you need a shiur for kesem, has to be kikris, and the Gemara on Yud Dalet, I think, says the reason why we need that shear is to exclude the possibility that it's from a machoyis, that it's from a bug. Right? Gemara, Rebbe says on Yud Dalet, on the base, Boyin Kigris V'od. Right? Boyin Kigris V'od, the top of Yud Dalet on the base. The Rebbe said, "Rebbein, you can grisva od lafuki midam ma'acholus. The cave of the nafik le midam ma'acholus vada negufa also. So since it's you have that shear, so it can no longer be a bug from the ma'acholus, and therefore it's going to be vada negufa also. But that's the way it comes down to the posting. In the posting, you need a shear to grisva od in order for there to be a kesem at all." You don't have the kesem durabonon, tumah durabonon. And we discussed last time, some rishonim hold, you don't need a shear for a kesem abasar. This that you need a kibris v'oid, if it's the kesem's on the begid, but on the basar, the Rambam says beferes, you don't need a shear. And the shach wanted to be machmer, like the Rambam, because the Rambam had the tosfos, and the Rosh, and Hagar's Maimonos, Shem Rebbeinu Simcha, that paskin the Chumra, that a kesem kosher who on the basar is a kesem that she's tamed the baal of, and she's also the baal of. So there's a machlokes here between, just moving on to some other issues about kesem. Kesem b'der chwal needs a whole bunch of conditions to be a kesem. One is, of course, it can't be a hargasha, and the other is, we just mentioned, you need a shear, and it has to be on a bag of lavan, and it can't be that you could be toilet on something else. It could be totally dumb on some other source, and it can't be really dumb, right? The kesem has to be a kesem. It can't be a ria, right? Kesem, right? The kula, the din of kesemim only applies to something which is a kesem, but not a ria. A ria doesn't have the kulas of kesemim. And a davish makabel tuna, right? It has to be on a davish makabel tuna, right? Exactly. So you have all these conditions. So although the whole purpose of Ksamim is to be machmer on Shal Torah, right? Right? That's Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that Ksamim is the whole purpose of Ksamim is the Hakel, right? The purpose of Ksamim is the Hakel, not the Hachmir. It says in the Mishnah. Shlo Amr Chachamim Hadavel Hachmir El Hakel. The Gemara says on that Amr Ravina Lo Lahakal Adivri Torah. Right, when we say the Hakel, we didn't mean to protect the Torah, but Ksamim themselves are making, right? Ksamim Atzman Durabanan, and we mean to be the institution of Ksamim is presented in a way that it's hard to attain. It's harder to attain the din kesem, and that's so. In the it's all made to protect the deraisa, but itself is hard to attain. So that's the cool in kesemim. So there's a machlekes on what the reason for kesemim is. Right, we mentioned last time Rashi holds the beginning of Nun Ches Amar Aleph that it's. To Suffolk, maybe Labadaita, maybe she had a hargasha in her lava daita, and so we're concerned. We made this institution of tsamim because maybe it's dumb with a hargasha, and she dismissed it. So, according to Tosos, he says even if we know for sure, so it's still a kesem. And they explain Tosos, it really means to say that the reason for tsamim is with Geyser when she did not have a hargasha, atu when she did have hargasha. So, because if we would retire her when she had no hargasha, we're afraid that when she did have hargasha, she would also be noyeg heter. And then we have the reason of the Rambam. The Rambam says tsamim is, it's a suffix, shema kesem zeh vidam hacheder ba. So we have three reasons for the tsamim. Maybe she had a hargasha, tosos, goizer, you know, when she didn't have a hargasha ato hargasha in the Rambam. So those are three reasons. Now there's an interesting machlokes between the Ravid Bala Eshkol and the Ravid, is Gzer Samim at all? Noyeg Bizman Azeh? Right? Is Gzer Samim Noyeg Bizman Azeh? The Bala Eshkol wants to say, since the Rift didn't include Hilchas Samim in his halachas, in I think the Sekhta Shavuos, so he wants to say that it's only noig when samim are only noig bisman taharas. If it's not noig taharas, then it's not noig at all. It's only noig the baila because of taharas. So we're not noig taharas with manazes, so then we're not noig the samim. And the Ravid, that's the Bala Eshkol, and the Ravid in Bali and Nefesh has a whole bunch of reasons to argue on that. Hevel heim biyadam. Shahama Arura. It says in the Brisa, lo amr tsamim lahakel al divrei Torah, el lahakmer al divrei Torah. Kilomer, laso siag Torah. Amal the Indian iser nida nemru. Right? It's the Indian nida nemru. And he brings a whole bunch of reasons, and the some sofer is very happy. Sadaku divrei Ravid. Some sofer points out that really it was Nesser B'Minyan, and it's Nesser B'Minyan, and therefore the Gezer is by Medes, and even the Shir Kikris V'Od Ein Lecha Ela Masha Nesser B'Minyan HaRishon Shehaya Machoidus Gadol Kikris HaKilkali V'Afal Gav Deleka Akshav Kehai Gavne. So the Shir Kikris V'Od is in the Mekoma Omedes, even though we don't have those types of Machoidus. And in other words, really, our bugs are smaller, and therefore we should respond to, you would think we should respond to the current situation, but he's saying that we're Mekel to say that you need a larger Shir, you need to have a larger Shir, in order to even get the Rabbanon of Kesem. So it's harder by making the shear, maintaining the larger shear, it's a cool though, because it's harder, you're going to have more dam in order to get it. And the Rabbi Lezer Ben Mitz, on page 25, He argues and he says, right? V'anan lo b'kinon shakir mahu gres shalpol hiltach tzart lehizachar b'ksamim lefri shekel adas she'en dam ha'choylus u perushim rabo. So you have to respond to the specific size of bugs in your community, right? It's not, we don't, if you want to be toilet that the dam is coming from a bug, so then once the, it has to be realistic. In other words, if there's too much dam there, so then it's even though it's the older shear, doesn't make sense to be toiling so much dumb on a bug when bugs don't give off that much dumb. So he's arguing the Chumrah. Although the Gezer of Ksamim is noyeg b'zman hazeh, even when you don't have taharas, also the Bailo, the shear is going to be adjusted according to the reality. How much dumb do the bugs give off? And then Simon always brought up a Me'il Tzedaka. The Me'il Tzedaka, it's easy to read in the Siddur Tahara. The Me'il Tzedaka says that Afal Gav the Vada Migufa also, right? If you have a scenario where you know that the Kesem is Vada Migufa, you know that it didn't come by Almo, but it's Pakos Mikashir, right, on the Begad, right, it's Pakos Mikashir. Sorry, he didn't differentiate between Begad and Basar, but even though you know it's Vada Migufa, the Pakos Mikashir will still be a Metaher. It's just like any of the other conditions for Ksamim, right? Davashayna Makabotuma, like you pointed out, or Begad Lavan, if it's on a Tzivoinim, Davka Lavan, if it's on Tzivoinim, no. So even though you know it's Vada Migufa, so if it's on a Davashayna Makabotuma, so then it's Tahor. If it's on a Begad Tzivoinim, it's Tahor. Even though it's Vada Migufa. And the Cheshev Eifod, I think he argues, but the way I always remember it, the easy way to remember it, is one of the first Gilead Rashas, Hilchos Nida, in Kuf Pei Gimel. He says that if it's Vada Migufa, so then it's a problem. Right? It's still a problem. The Gilead Rashas says in the beginning of Hilchos Nida, after the papas make a gris, kevon de yodash she yotze migufa yesh boi mishum kesem da shir rak lechitz misafik ma'afoilus. So if you know it's mad migufa, so then you can't really, the fact that you don't have a shir is no longer relevant, because the shir was to tell me to confirm that it wasn't from a ma'afoilus. But if it badly came from her goof, right, you know it definitely came from her, so then you're not mesupik. Did it come from a mechonis? Did it come from her? You already know the answer. That question you already know. It came from her. So the fact that you don't have the shiur is irrelevant. That question of where it came from has already been answered. The shiur is to tell you, yeah, well, it didn't come from a bug. But you don't have that question. So that's the... And I think the Keshav Eifot says a similar thing, and therefore she is Tamei Midrabanam. Right? Since he holds that if it's Vada Migufa, it's Tamei Midrabanan, and since it's Tamei Midrabanan, she doesn't get the other kulas of Kesem, if I'm not mistaken. That's his nafkamim. Once you say, he wants to distinguish between a regular Kesem, where you have all the kulas of Ksamim, right, to get out, but if it's Vada Migufa, so then it's a Tumah Derabanan, and the fact that you don't have a shear is not a way out. I'm not sure about all the other conditions, so I take that back. So he says over there, the Cheshev Eifot says on page 20, he says, Aval dam ha'asher vaday ba mimekoira, aval pi sheba b'lo hargasha, v'ein tu masoy ala midrabanan, tamea gam apachos mikigris. So you can't say it's a deraisa because she's lacking a hargasha. But to say that she's not going to be tummy because you don't have the shear, that's not right either. So he's saying that she's tummy midrabanan. She's tummy midrabanan. So she didn't have argasho, can't be deraisa, but she's not in the clear just because she doesn't have the shear. Just because she doesn't have the shear is not going to be mitayeh her. So she's tummy midrabanan. So that's a couple of the points that are brought up in packet 4 in the supplement. There are more issues, but that's a couple of important ones. Of course. So any questions? Okay, so basically we said that we kind of stickled that machlokes between right, you have the Rajba and the Ramban and the Raiva that say that you need a shear for Kesem Abasar, that even on the bus you need Kedris for Od, and even though they're makel to require a shear, they're making it harder to get the Rambam is machmer Kesem Kol Shehu, but even though they're makel to the Rajba. And the Stam Das and the Shulchan Aruch is meikol to require shear for Kesem Abasar, they are meikol to say that the tipin are mitzdarfim. They're meikol, so they're machmer to say the tipin are mitzdarfim. Yeah, they're machmer, even though they're meikol that should have to require shear, but they're meikol to say that they're machmer to say that the tipin are mitzdarfim. Yeah, thank you. So, and then we have there's a bunch of conditions that make it easier to get out of Ksamim. One, it has to be with a Hagashon, it has to be with a graceful oath, it has to be on a Begad Lavan, and it has to be on a Dabla Kabatuma, and you can't be told on and something else. And it can't be Ribui Dam. It has to be a Kesem, right? There's a classic case of a Shekhar. There was a woman who had blue underwear, and she wanted to take the cool of Kesem, of Savoinim, because she was wearing a colored underwear, blue underwear. Now, you can only chap the cool of Ksamim if it's a Kesem, but if it's a Ria, just because you're wearing a colored garment is not going to save you. And we discussed the machlokes, the Raivid and the Raivid, is Ksamim Bezman Zed Neheg, and then there's the machlokes, the Kasam Sofer, and the Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. On the shear, is the shear kigris for Od b'makoma omedes, or do we adjust it to the current size of bugs and the current amount of blood that the bugs give off? And so I guess we'll hold it there for today. Shkoy for joining. All right, have a great day.